Australian film and television producer John Cornell has died in northern New South Wales at the age of 80. Cornell, perhaps best known to the public as part of the comedy duo with actor Paul Hogan, playing the character Strop in The Paul Hogan Show and co-writing and producing the Crocodile Dundee films. But he went on to work with Kerry Packer to establish World Series cricket, something that changed the cricket and sporting world forever. Gideon Haig knows all about it. He's the author of the book The Cricket War, that looked at the creation of World Series cricket in the 1970s. A well-known public figure on our TV screens, some of us growing up at The Paul Hogan Show in the 70s and 80s. But the creation of WSC, or World Series cricket, this guy was a producer on Current Affair. He discovered Paul Hogan, no mean feat. But then also, because he was managing, I think, Dennis Lilly, ended up creating World Series cricket. How did this come about?
It's a strange concatenation of circumstances. It goes back to the start of Cornell's career as a young journalist in Perth on the Daily News, which he joined in 1961, on the same day as a young Mike Willacy and a young Austin Robertson. Austin Robertson was also playing football at the time, and a kind of a Western Australian sporting divinity. But when Austin's career finished, he went over to Sydney to see what to do with his life, and he started working for Cornell's production company. As you say, Cornell and Paul Hogan had started working for a Current Affair in 1975, and moved their show, The Paul Hogan Show, across to Channel 9 in 1977. And it arose out of conversations that Robertson was having with Lilly. It was Robertson who was Lilly's manager. And he related to Cornell how poorly the Australian players were being paid at that point, and how urgently they wanted a better deal. And Cornell, working for Cap Packer at the time, took the idea to him of, could we not work out a series of exhibition games in which Australian players were paid above the odds? And Packer said, well, why stop there? Why not get the world's best players? And why not create a kind of an independent cricket attraction? So a strange melange of personalities and ambitions, but all came to fruition through World Series cricket in the next 2 years.
And not just present at the birth and helping come up with the idea, but actively involved in the recruitment of some of the players.
Well, it was many hands make light work then, and there was not really much of a management structure. But Cornell was the one who really brought everyone together. And probably the most important recruit that he came up with was Richie Benno. And Richie, there's apparently a memorable meeting where Cornell introduced Richie to Kerry Packer. And Packer was in a foul mood and complaining about the fact that Cornell never wore a tie in his office. And apparently Richie eyeballed Packer and said, "Overneck cream silk shirt, brown slacks, smart sports jacket. I think he looks perfectly splendid," which sealed their friendship and assured a strong alliance from that point on. And Benno, of course, was fundamental to making World Series cricket as respectable and accessible as it was to generations of cricket.
And cricket's never quite been the same since. And even though it did take a while to catch on, it looked really shaky in those first year or so, having to play at other grounds and not getting big crowds. But it was John Cornell again, it seems, from what I can tell, that engaged that Mojo advertising agency to come up with a pretty famous jingle.
Quite right. The Mojo guys, who were huge in radio ads and television ads at the time, were recruited to come up with a slogan or a ad campaign for the second season of World Series cricket. Hadn't set the world on fire in the first season. And they decided, counterintuitively, not to promote the idea that these were the best players in the world, but these were the authentic Australian players competing for patriotic reasons. And Come On Aussie, Come On became a kind of a number one song on the hit parade, but also managed to convince the Australian sporting public that it was the Chappells and Lilly and Marsh and Walters who represented them more effectively than the establishment side that was playing against England that summer and being soundly beaten.
And made them household names, along with the West Indies and the players who came to play for the World 11 as well. And it's not understating it, is it, to say that cricket's never been the same again? It really popularised one-day cricket, which has led to all of these shorter forms of the game now.
It is. And the other thing that Cornell was kind of present at the creation of was he went to VFL Park in mid-1977 with Kerry Packer to look at the idea of playing cricket under lights. They watched the night football game there, and I think it's Cornell recorded that Alan Ayler, the VFL president, said at the time, "It's almost bright enough to play cricket." And Packer kind of his ears pricked up at this and thought that what a good idea. You could stage cricket in the evenings when the ratings were higher and there was a chance for people to get to the game after work. And of course, the majority of one-day cricket now around the world is played under lights, and certainly T20 is played almost exclusively under lights. So a revolutionary idea. And a lot of these things took place in this period from 1977 to 79 because they were kind of outside the game's existing administrative structures. World Series cricket could afford to innovate because it wasn't hidebound, it wasn't tied to tradition. It could do new things, and probably in that 2 years, cricket developed faster than at any equivalent point in its history.
Led to that spectacular night game, I think, at the SCG, where the crowd did show up in massive numbers, and Kerry Packer, I think, just said, "Just open the gates, let them all in."
That's
It's
right.
good to have a crowd.
Yeah.
And as you say, we've been enjoying night games and even night tests these days. What a remarkable legacy for John Cornell. It's all detailed in The Cricket War, a book Gideon Hay wrote about the revolution in cricket. You can pick up, and I think, How's That? That miniseries based around the same thing is running around on one of the streaming services as well. John Cornell will be remembered fondly, as I can see online already, by many, not just television fans and cricket fans, but many people in the Australian entertainment industry. Gideon, thank you very much.